Israeli gunmen today shot and killed a member of Yasser Arafat's security force. The killing and another of a Palestinian youth came only hours after Israel launched an air and ground assault on Palestinian security targets in Gaza and the West Bank. Yesterday's attack is the first significant military action by Israel since Ariel Sharon became prime minister early this month. It is in retaliation for this week's bombing and shooting incidents inside Israel. NPR's Eric Weiner is in Jerusalem. Eric, are we seeing the beginning of a major Israeli offensive against the Palestinians?
Well, Renee, that's certainly what Israeli officials are indicating. They're calling this attack, quote, a warning signal to Arafat, whom, of course, they accuse of backing militants who have carried out these attacks against Israelis over the last few weeks and months. Now, Israeli officials have gone to great pains to describe this not as a one-time tit-for-tat retaliation, but as part of what they call a protracted campaign against terrorism. Now, what form this will take is still unclear. These kind of helicopter gunship attacks, of course, we've seen before under former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak. There's a lot of speculation in the Israeli newspapers today that Israel may resume its policy of basically assassinating top Palestinian militants, possibly even going after political leaders close to Yasser Arafat. We just don't know, but Arafat, for his part, this morning, speaking for the first time since these attacks, says he believes this is part of an escalation. What he says is a 100-day plan that the Israelis supposedly have to escalate this conflict.
Three Israeli children were killed in shooting attacks and suicide bombings, and militant Palestinian groups say they have more suicide bombers lined up.
Seven more, in fact, according to Hamas. They say the suicide bombers are on their way as we speak to Israel. Security, obviously, is at a very high state of alert here. And I think these attacks last night, while partly were, in fact, a message to Yasser Arafat, they're also, of course, a message to the Israeli public, a very hardened Israeli public after nearly 6 months of violence, I have to say. In fact, a poll published in the Israeli paper Mahariv just this morning found that 65% of Israelis support tougher action against the Palestinians. Really left-wing politicians, somebody like Yossi Sarid, who's head of the Meretz Party, which has been a longtime supporter of the peace process. Today, he wrote a piece in one of the newspapers here where he warned that Yasser Arafat is playing with fire. So really on both sides, Israeli and Palestinians, there's been a real hardening of positions.
Why are the Israelis attacking Arafat's security forces? Precisely that.
Well, they claim that this particular security force called Force 17 has been behind a series of attacks. Now, one of the responsibilities of Force 17 is to act as sort of the elite presidential guard for Yasser Arafat. Israeli officials claim that that's what they do during the day. Basically, at nighttime, they support these militant attacks or even take part in them directly. Now, that's something that Palestinians adamantly deny. They're calling the Israeli attacks state-sponsored terrorism, and they're warning that it could lead to a very dangerous escalation.
How severe was yesterday's attack?
Well, it depends on who you speak with. According to Israeli officials, they exercised restraint. Of course, for the Palestinians living in Gaza and Ramallah, seeing helicopters fire missiles into their cities probably didn't seem restrained at all. We know that two people were killed, one apparently a member of the Force 17 unit, another was a civilian, a woman. Several dozen people were injured, and at least one of these missiles came very close to Yasser Arafat's presidential palace in Gaza. Windows were shattered, although Arafat was not in Gaza at the time.
Just very briefly, Eric, 6 months of violence now seems to be escalating. Any chance at all that peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians could resume?
Certainly not in the near term, but there was a very interesting comment by Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres today. He was asked, do you consider Arafat an enemy? And Peres replied, well, no, we consider him a partner who makes mistakes. Perhaps just some small window of opportunity there that Israel at least has not closed the door to negotiations with the Palestinians.
NPR's Eric Weiner in Jerusalem.